Gulliford's cracking down after he says a skater's board took a chunk out of the marble exterior of City Hall.
Then I've had several people that have indicated they were almost hit by skateboards in the general vicinity of City Hall. And I thought, you know, we got to protect our building, protect our people.
But after Tuesday's meeting, he's dialing back his bill. It used to prohibit skateboarding on sidewalks, but state law allows that, so he scratched that part. What's left is a prohibition on skating on city-owned property, including parks and fire stations, unless a sign says it's allowed, plus new fines for offenders. As part of the compromise, 9 skateboarders are in the room to work with him on setting up skate-friendly areas. Martin Ramos is the owner of Jacksonville's Kona Skate Park.
Let's have like 6, you know, skate spots that are 5 or 6,000 square feet in this cool, you know, skate trail that can connect them throughout, you know, the entire, you know, area of downtown.
He says that way street skaters won't resort to handicap ramps in front of City Hall, and it could cast Jacksonville as more progressive.
Yeah, that could be, you know, it could be a turning point for Jacksonville if we could get everybody on board.
The boarders will be back to talk about city-owned parcels that could work for the first skate park. They say they can raise the money to fund the construction. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.